Welcome, kia ora, talofa lover, hello. We're glad you're here and want you to know everyone at Kaweka Hospital is here to help you. We know you'll be feeling lots of different things about having a procedure with us, but the most important thing to know is that you have a team of very clever people looking after you who know exactly what to do. We've created a passport for you to collect stamps in as you go to each new room in the hospital. Make sure you ask one of the Kaweka team to stamp it as you move through. Kahu the Kiwi. Kahu the Kiwi will be with you throughout your stay. You'll see him all around Kaweka Hospital. In this passport, you'll see Kahu and our friend Albie on their journey through Kaweka Hospital, and you'll find out what happens to Albie at each stop. When you have your operation, it might look a little bit different from this, but most things will look the same, so you know what to expect. Remember, you can ask any one of the Kaweka team questions as you go. Don't be afraid to speak up and tell us what you need. What to bring? Your Kaweka passport, this book. A special toy or something from home that makes you feel safe. If you're staying the night, pack an overnight bag that includes weweru, a change of clothes, kākuhu moi, pyjamas, taitai niho, toothbrush, pe niho, toothpaste, hupi, soap, paraihe hairbrush, kope nappies if needed. We have lots of yummy kai food at Kaweka, but if you have a favourite food or something special to eat that you think will make you feel better, you're welcome to bring that with you too. Our nurses might say you need to wait a little while after your surgery before you can eat certain things, but don't worry, we'll make sure you aren't hungry for long. Wahi Takaro Tamariki, playroom. When you get to Kaweka Hospital, ask the receptionist to show you where the playroom is. We have toys, books, and even a TV just for kids. This will give you something to do while you're waiting to see our nurses. You'll find Kahu here too, so make sure you find him when you're at Kaweka Hospital. If you're having a good time in there and there is no rush to move to another room, sometimes the nurses will come and see you in the playroom. Can you see the balloons glowing? They're our cool kids' lights. Taupaipai, reception. Our awesome reception team are the first people you'll see when you come to Kaweka Hospital. When you come into Kaweka Hospital, you'll have someone with you. It might be your mum or dad, a grandparent, aunt or uncle, a caregiver or someone who is important to you that will make sure you feel safe. We call this person your special person. Your special person will get a form with information about you on it, like your address and birthday. They'll make sure we've got all the right information before they give it back to our reception team. One of our nurses will come and get you and your special person and take you through to the next room. Before you go, can you spot Kahu in reception? Make sure you get your first stamp before you move on. Stamp one goes here. Whakaurunga, admissions. When your nihi nurse comes to collect you and your special person, they'll take you through the big double doors to the admissions room. This is where everyone comes before their surgery, so you'll see a few beds and chairs. Your admissions nurse will weigh you and do some checks to make sure everything is ready for you to have your surgery. They'll put a bracelet on your wrist that has your name and some important information about you on it. We will also ask you to put on one of our special kids' gowns. Albie's special person has an outfit to wear, and so will yours. This means they can come with you to the operating theatre. Next, the nurse will check your temperature and your heart rate. Albie's doing his test with his admissions nurse, Vicky. There'll be lots of questions your nurse will ask, but you'll have your special person with you who can answer them for you. The nurse will put some special cream on your hand. This magical stuff makes sure that you don't feel it when it's time to put the IV cannula in your hand. An IV cannula is like a little straw that we put into your hand so we can give you medicine while you have your surgery. It's like drinking through your hand. There's nothing to be scared about. Just remember that the Kaweka team are experts. The doctors will come and see you and your special person while you're still in this room and will answer any questions you have. Albie wanted to know how long he'll be asleep for, so he asked his tākuta doctor, Steve. Have you got any questions you'd like to ask your doctor? Our next stop is the operating theatre, so make sure you get your stamp before you go. Stamp 2 goes here. Ngā taiwhanga poka, operating theatre. When it's time to go to the next room, you can decide to either walk or go on one of the beds. Albie decided to hikoi walk with a special person. When you get to your door, you can push the button. You'll see kahu there waiting for you. Here is Albie pushing the button. There will be so much to look at in the operating theatre. There's lots of cool machines that all do different things. Each theatre even has its own awesome views of the mountains in Hawke's Bay. There'll be quite a few people from our Kaweka team too. Everyone you meet is there to look after you and keep you safe. Can you see the Maunga Mountains in this picture? The straw to give you medicine will go in your hand like the one Albie has in his hand. Then you'll get to wear a mask like Albie is too. Special air comes out of the mask that will make you feel a bit sleepy. Your special person will be with you the whole time, so don't worry. While you're having a moi, sleep, the doctor will do your surgery, so you won't need to worry about a thing. What do you think you'll dream about while you're having your sleep? Albie thinks he'll dream about playing with his dog, Tama. Before you have your moi, someone from the Kaweka team will give you your stamp. Make sure they don't forget. Stamp 3 goes here. Taiwhanga Whakamaui, Post-Anesthetic Care Unit, PACU. Albie has had his surgery and is moving into the PACU room where you'll go to. The coolest thing about our PACU team is they love to kata laugh. They might be the first person you see when you wake up after your surgery, but they'll also make sure your special person comes in quickly to be with you too. Albie's special person is right there to give him a cuddle and make sure he knows he's okay. She'll stay with him the whole time he's in this room. You might feel a bit sleepy while you're here, and if you do, just have a nap. The nurses in the PACU room can give you an ice block now, if you feel like one. Do you like ice blocks? Albie sure does. Like Albie, you'll have a mask on too, just until you feel a little better. The mask gives you some nice clean air to breathe to help you wake up. You might have medicine going into the straw in your hand and a clip on your finger that checks your heartbeat. All this is making sure you get better quickly. Can you see kahu in the PACU room? You won't be in this taiwhanga room for too long, so before you go, make sure you get your stamp. Let's go to the last rooms. Stamp 4 goes here. Taiwhanga Tuku, Discharge Lounge. If you're not staying the night, then the next room you'll go to is called the Discharge Lounge. You'll meet a new nurse who will look after you in this room. The room has lots of chairs in it and some are so big, you can even sit on the same chair with your special person like Albie is. Albie can go home soon, but before he does, he's going to have some delicious kai food. If you don't feel well or if you have any questions, make sure you tell someone from the Kaweka team or your special person. When the doctor says it's okay to go home, Albie and a special person will get some information on what to do when he gets there. He might need to take some medicine at home to keep him well. Albie's nurse will take out the straw from his hand. Remember, this is called his IV cannula. Then he can get dressed and go home. If this is your last room, make sure you say hi de da, goodbye to kahu, and get your last stamp before you leave so that your passport is all finished. Stamp 5 goes here. Takotoranga Tūroro, Surgical Ward. Let's take a look at where Albie might stay if he had to have a sleepover. This area is called the surgical ward, and if you stay here, you'll get your own big taiwhanga room with its own bathroom and a huge TV. Your special person can have a sleepover with you too. If you don't feel well, or you have any pātaitai questions, make sure you tell someone from the Kaweka team or your special person. There's a whole team of awesome nurses in the surgical ward and other Kaweka team members who will take care of you the whole time you stay. Like the discharge lounge, When the doctor says it's okay to go, Albie and a special person will get some information on what to do when he gets home. He might need to take some medicine at home to keep him well. Your nurse will take out the straw from your hand, then you can get dressed, pack your bag and go home. If you stayed here, then this is your last room, so make sure you say goodbye to Kahu and get your last stamp before you leave so that your passport is all finished. Stamp 5 goes here. Haere rā, farewell. Kā rawe tō mahi e hoa. Good work, my friend. Your time with Kāweka is over and you have been awesome. High five. We hope you are feeling better. Make sure you've got all your stamps and your passport before you leave. The reception team can give you some extra ones if you missed any on the way around the hospital. Thank you for being so brave and following Kahu on your journey. Haere rā, tō whā soi fua, goodbye. To your special person, thank you for supporting your child through their Kāweka Hospital surgical journey. Most of us are parents or caregivers too, so we know how stressful and emotional the experience can be. The best thing you can do for your little person is remember, it's our job to make them better, so all you need to do is support them. You're welcome to ask us any questions before, during, and after their stay. No question is a silly one. Everyone's experience is different, so seeking advice outside the hospital or our staff can be helpful, but not always accurate. You can talk to the staff on site at any time or call us on 06 241 4100. We appreciate your feedback so we can understand how to make this journey better. We'll send out a feedback form in the next month, or you can visit our website to do it sooner at www.kawekahospital.nz. He mihi acknowledgements. Proudly written by Emma Allison, Vicky Hammond and Rebecca Berry for the Tamariki and Rangatahi visiting Kāweka Hospital. Thanks to Albie, his special friend Francois and all the team at Kāweka Hospital who appear in our photos. The Kāweka Pediatric Education Program is kindly sponsored by the following business partners: GCT, Orion Health, Raynard, Steris. A final message. Thank you for trusting Kāweka Hospital with the care of your little one. We're proud to bring together an amazing team of skilled, passionate people to take care of you and your whānau. We hope this passport makes you feel a little more prepared for your stay and reassures you that you're in very safe hands. We're all here to help. Nick Poulin, Hospital Manager.